Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China State Council has issued an action plan to promote large-scale equipment renewal and trade-in of consumer goods. By 2027, the scale of equipment investment in industry, agriculture, and other key areas will increase by more than 25% compared with 2023. The action plan also calls for stronger financial support for equipment renewals, especially in the production of green smart home appliances. China's rolled out a guideline to advance the high-quality development of e-commerce in its rural areas. The guideline proposes detailed policies, including building a rural e-commerce service platform. It also includes accelerating the construction of a modern logistics and distribution system. A mainland spokesperson condemned Taiwan's Democratic Progressive Party authorities for evading their responsibilities in the handling of a fatal boat incident. The spokesperson made the remarks on the incident of February 14th when the Taiwan side's expulsion of a mainland fishing boat resulted in injuries and deaths of the fishermen aboard. Zhang Yibin has more.
On a press conference on Wednesday, the Taiwan Affairs Office of State Council once again slams the DPP authorities' ways in handling the fishing boat incident that happened on February 14th, saying they are trying to buy time and get away with it, and this is totally wrong. The spokesperson said if the Taiwan authorities sidestep the problem, the mainland will take further steps to solve the problem and all consequences will be borne by the Taiwan authorities. Chen Binghua makes clear again on the mainland's stance to resolutely crack down the so-called Taiwan independence and curb interference by external forces.
The Chinese Finance Ministry has issued this year's first batch of renminbi-denominated treasury bonds in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. The issuance of 12 billion yuan, or roughly 1.7 billion U.S. dollars, underscores China's commitment to enhancing the global stature of its currency and Hong Kong's position as a pivotal international financial hub. The ministry has issued RMB treasury bonds in Hong Kong for 16 consecutive years, totaling over 300 billion yuan. The inaugural rocket launch of Japanese company Space One has failed. The solid-fuel rocket exploded seconds after liftoff. It marked the first attempt from the country's private sector to put a satellite into orbit. Chris Gilbert has more.
There has been a press conference. There is disappointment, but there's also determination by Space One to pick up the pieces and regroup. Experts are pointing out that it's likely been a failure with the engine system. It was terminated by the company shortly after liftoff, and experts are pointing out that it may be a similar problem with the solid fuel capacity, as was seen in the Epsilon S engine test, which also exploded upon testing about a year ago. Both components are partly produced by the company IHI, which is a contributor and stakeholder in the Space One company.
The European Parliament's approved the Artificial Intelligence Act with an overwhelming majority. It's the first ever comprehensive legal framework on AI globally, aimed at regulating AI systems according to a risk-based approach. The act, which needs final endorsement, will most likely enter into force in May. U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor, Donald Trump, have both secured enough delegates to become the 2024 presidential nominees. The results in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington state were essentially a foregone conclusion, as Biden and Trump had already disposed of all primary challengers. The election features the first U.S. presidential election rematch since 1956. China's ARJ-21 regional aircraft and C-919 jetliner have made their debut at an airport in Malaysia. This is the last leg of the Southeast Asian tour of the two aircraft, which have also visited Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, and Indonesia. The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China arranged a static display and demonstration flights. It said the tour aims to validate the aircraft's adaptability to the airports and routes in these countries. German carmaker Mercedes-Benz has called for a reduction of the tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles in the EU market. Board of Management Chairman Ola Källenius says protectionism will not lead to long-term success. The EU is conducting an anti-subsidy investigation against Chinese EVs. The Mercedes chief believes reducing tariffs on Chinese EVs and increased competition from China will pressure carmakers in Europe to make better cars. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.